With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. T. Karagas and Boyle is a gifted young writer who teaches at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. His friends call him Tom.
My English publisher, Galanx, asked me to shorten my name to T.C. Boyle on the cover. Inside, it can be T. Karagas and Boyle, because they felt that it was too aggressively Irish for their audience in England. So I said, okay, sure. You want to be T.C. Boyle? Let's keep it T.C. Boyle.
T. Karagas and Boyle's latest book is a collection of short stories called Greasy Lake. He's also written two novels, Water Music and Budding Prospects. One of the best stories in Greasy Lake is called The Long Haul, which reflects Boyle's skepticism about the survivalist mentality.
How can you protect yourself in a world of accident, you know? You just can't do it.
Boyle ran into a flock of survivalists when he went to Montana to give a reading.
Outside of Missoula, about 30 miles, were infinitely smaller towns, inhabited solely, it seems, by survivalists from L.A., who had come up there, you know, with their weapons and their food caches and everything to get away from it all and survive all the coming disasters, whatever they may be. The only problem was, the only people that kind of had friction with them were other survivalists, so they wound up shooting one another.
Another story in Greasy Lake deals with a reputed love affair between President Eisenhower and the wife of Nikita Khrushchev.
Hitherto unrevealed, of course. Yes, they had a deep, loving and sexual relationship. And,
are you serious?
If you'll notice, the narrator of the story has his own axe to grind, and just perhaps he's making the facts of history fit his own version for his own purposes.
That's T. Karagas and Boyle, whose humor and sensitivity are found in a collection of stories published by Viking. Greasy Lake, with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. T. Karagas and Boyle is a transplanted Easterner, now apparently thriving in Southern California, where he teaches creative writing and turns out novels and short stories. His novels, Water Music and Budding Prospects, have been highly praised, as is his book of short stories, Greasy Lake. Budding Prospects is based on a true tale of some young men whose attempt to farm a crop of marijuana plants in the California mountains turns into a disaster.
They did the mathematics. You know, if you grow so many plants, then you make so many dollars. They didn't even have a plant in their apartments. Not even a wandering Jew or a coleus. They were defeated by the elements. I thought that was a wonderful story. Had they been successful, I wouldn't have bothered to write the story.
T. Karagas and Boyle was born and bred in suburban New York. Originally, he wanted to be a musician, but switched his major to English while studying at the State University of New York. Later, he went on to Iowa, where he got his Ph.D. Boyle says he seems to be in the public eye a lot now that he lives in Los Angeles.
I get a lot of publicity in Los Angeles simply because I'm not interested in working for the movies. And that seems to intrigue everybody in town. A town, of course, where every cab driver and house painter and gardener is writing scripts, of course.
Boyle says not having a movie mentality in L.A. makes him unique.
The first Hollywood person I met was a producer connected with Paramount, and he said to me, so what are you doing now? I said, I'm writing a novel. And he said, for whom? I said, for no one. I'm just writing a novel. He said, on spec?
Boyle is also unique in another way. He does not need peace and quiet to write.
I had to work around the space limitations in the past, so I've developed an ability to write while two stereo speakers are affixed to either side of my head, blotting out all sounds.
T. Karagas and Boyle, one of America's most promising writers. Viking has published his book of short stories called Greasy Lake. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.